The kingdom of Allah, 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 the kingdom of Allah. The kingdom of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this program, we will be talking about one parable, an account which is really fascinating, interesting, and you're going to learn a lot from this. And I would suggest that if you could sit with family and ask your children to come with you and listen, because you are going to learn amazing facts about the King Zulqarnain, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Zulqarnain's name is Sikandar, and he is the maternal cousin of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam had served as his minister and flag bearer. And he is from the descendants of Sayyidina Sam bin Nuh and is the only son of an old woman. He embraced Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and remained in his blessed company for a long time. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam also gave him some piece of advice. He was not a Nabi, he was a devout and holy person who was blessed with the rank of sainthood, meaning he was worthy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, why was he called Zulqarnain? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that he became famous with the title of Zulqarnain, meaning the one with two horns, because he made the journey of two horns of the world, meaning the two corners of the world. Some are of the opinion that during his age, two qarn, meaning periods of time, passed in the qarn of 100 years. Some have reported that he had two locks, Zulfay, right? SubhanAllah. So he is known as Zulqarnain. And another opinion is that there were two horns of his crown. Some are of the opinion that there was a bulging on the both sides of his head which looked like horns. While some have mentioned the reason that his father and mother both belonged to a noble lineage. Therefore, people started calling them Zulqarnain. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with the kingship of the world, meaning whole world. There have been four such kings in the world who have had the kingship of the entire world. Two among them were believers and two were unbelievers. Among the believers were Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam and Zulqarnain, whilst among the unbelievers were Bakht Nasr and Namrud. A fifth king who will rule the entire world will be from this ummah, and his blessed name is Imam Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala an. I hope inshallah these facts will have fascinated you and you learned. Now, in the Holy Quran, three journeys of Sayyidina Zulqarnain have been mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. Let us learn these three journeys, which are really strange and give us lots of lessons too. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Zulqarnain had read in the old scriptures that a person from the progeny of Sam bin Nuh will drink water from the spring of eternity, meaning Abi Hayat. For this reason, Sayyidina Zulqarnain traveled towards the west along with Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam. Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam reached the spring of eternity and drank from it, but Sayyidina Zulqarnain could not avail the opportunity. During this journey towards the west, he travelled all the land until he reached a place where at the time of sunset, it seemed as if the sun was drowning in waters. There he met the people who were wearing the animal hides. They were no other dress over their bodies other than that they had nothing to eat except for the dead animals of the sea. These people were called Nasik. Sayyidina Dhulqarnain noticed that they had huge armies and these people were very powerful warriors. Sayyidina Dhulqarnain surrounded them with his army and made them helpless. The first journey is mentioned in the Holy Quran in these words. Let's listen to the verses and their translation.
حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا وأما من آمن وعمل صالحا فله جزاء الحسنى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا.
To the extent that when he reached the place of the sun setting, he found as if it was setting in a string of a dark mud, and there he found a nation. He said, O Dhulqarnain, either you punish them or adopt kindness to them. He submitted regarding the one who has done injustice. We shall soon punish him. He will then be returned back to his Lord. He will punish him severely. And the one who believed and did good deeds, so his reward is goodness, paradise. And we, i.e. Dhulqarnain, shall soon command him to do an easy task. Respected viewers, you heard about the first journey. Now let's talk about the second journey. Then Sayyidina Dhulqarnain travelled towards the east. When he reached the place where the sun rises from, he came across such people who had no homes or buildings. At the time of sunrise, they would hide themselves in the caves, and after the sunset, they would come out of the caves for searching their livelihood. These people were known as Mansik. Sayyidina Dhulqarnain also fought a war against these people. Those who embraced the true faith were dealt with compassion, and those who remained stuck with their unbelief, they were killed. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned this in the Holy Quran in these words. Let's listen to the verses and their translation.
ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا.
He again pursued away for a special purpose, to the extent that when he reached the place of sun rising, he found it rising upon a nation for which we had not kept any block from the sun. After this, Sayyidina Dhulqarnain travelled towards the north and reached Sa'dan in the midst of two mountains. The inhabitants of this area spoke a very strange language. He could hardly communicate with them through gestures and sign language. These people complained to Sayyidina Dhulqarnain about the tyrannies of Ya'juj and Ma'juj and sought help from him. It was a rebellious group among the progeny of Yafis bin Nuh alayhi salam, and these people were very huge in number. They were brutal and wild and lived just like animals. During the spring season, these people would come out of their caves, eat away all the crops and vegetables, and carry away the dry items with them. They would eat humans, wild animals, and even snakes, scorpions, and even small or big animals. The people requested Sayyidina Dhulqarnain to save them from the mischief and tyrannies of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, who are also known as Gog and Magog, and they also offered money in exchange of this. But Sayyidina Dhulqarnain told them, I do not need your wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed me with everything. Just help me by providing physical assistance. Therefore, he asked for a foundation to be dug in the middle of the two mountains. When water emerged out, stones were placed firmly with the help of the molten copper. Then iron planks were firmly placed over and under those rocks, and the interior surface was filled with the coal and wood. Then it was all lit with fire. This way, the wall was erected up to the height of the mountains, and no space was left between the two mountains. Then melted copper was poured into the wall. All this combined together to make a very strong wall. Dear viewers, let's now listen how Quran has explained the third journey. Let's listen the verses and their translation.
قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا.
They said, O Zulqarnain, indeed Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, spread chaos on the land. So shall we set aside a financial plan for you on the condition that you may build a wall between us and them? He said, that upon which my Lord has given me control is better. Therefore help me with power. I shall set up a strong barrier between you and them. Bring me sheets of iron. Until then he had raised the wall equal to the upper edge of the two mountains. He said, blow, to the extent that when he made it red like fire. He said, bring it to me, that I may pour upon it molten copper. Therefore Ya'juj and Ma'juj were neither able to climb it, nor could they make a hole in it. He said, this is the mercy of my Lord, that when the promise of my Lord will arrive, he will break it, i.e. the wall, into bits. And the promise of my Lord is true. It has been mentioned in the blessed hadith that Ya'juj and Ma'juj daily tried to break this wall and striving hard. When they reach close to breaking it, then someone among them say that, leave it now, we will break the remaining part tomorrow. When these people arrive the next day, then by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, the wall becomes even stronger than before. When the time of the failure of this wall will come, someone among them will say, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will break the remaining part tomorrow. By the virtue of saying Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, the wall will break down the next day. This will be the time when the day of judgment will be closed. After the breakage of the wall, Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will rush out and will commit bloodshed and devastation everywhere. They will gulp the water of springs and pond, eat away trees and animals, and will spread out everywhere in the earth. However, they will not be able to enter three cities, Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, and Baitul Muqaddas. Then, by the dua of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, wombs will grow in their necks and they all will perish. It has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in these words.
حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون.
until the time when Ya'juj and Na'juj will be released, and they will be coming down from every height. Dear respective viewers of Madani Shelm, hope you enjoyed and learned a lot from the account of the King Dhulqarnain radiallahu ta'ala. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to learn knowledge of Deen-e Islam. Another important, beautiful point what we learn from various lessons from this is that we should always say, Insha'Allah, if we intend to do any good work in the future, we'll gain its blessing, Insha'Allah, Azza wa Jalla. And remember, all this creation is the kingdom of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and whomsoever He wishes, He makes the king, the way He made King Dhulqarnain, the king of all this universe, and Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And subhanallah, subhanallah, Rasulullah, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also the king of both worlds, and he has been made by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to learn more about our deen and Islam. We'll come back with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The kingdom of Allah, 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 the kingdom of Allah. The kingdom of Allah, the kingdom of Allah.